Before I talk about today's gospel from St. Mark chapter 4, just want to mention there is a very powerful pro-life film that, believe it or not, Hollywood has produced, or at least some people in Hollywood have produced it. It's called Give Me Shelter, and it's a very powerful story of a young pregnant girl looking for shelter, and eventually she comes into a very good Catholic home for single women. And the Catholic priest is portrayed by James Earl Jones. So it's one of the very good images of the priesthood in today's Hollywood. So again, it's if you want to see a good pro-life movie, I'd recommend it's called Gimme Shelter. It's still playing down the road in Shirlington and a few other theaters around. So whenever a pro-life movie is produced by Hollywood, we should go see it and support it. Now, today's gospel is about the calming of the storm. I think everyone has storms in their life, sometimes challenges. It could be a financial storm, a relationship storm, a storm with the family or raising the kids or the grandkids, and maybe a health storm. So let's take a look at how the Lord calms the storm and what happened with these apostles. Well, St. Mark tells us that after the Lord had just spent a day of preaching and healing and teaching, it said it was evening time and the crowd was still gathered around him. So the Lord said, well, let's cross over to the other side of the lake. This is called the Lake Gennesaret, also known as the Sea of Galilee. It was a place where it was an excellent place for fishing. The historian Josephus says that there was always about 300 boats at one time on the Sea of Galilee. There's a great deal of fish. It was the life of the northern part of the Holy Land. This is really the great livelihood for the fishermen. And the Lord based his preaching around the Sea of Galilee, and he would get into St. Peter's boat usually. So he says, let's cross over to the other side of the lake. Now, the Sea of Galilee, it's not a very large lake. It's only 13 miles long from north to south and about 7 miles across from east to west. So it's not a very large body of water, but it was surrounded by mountains, and it was, but it's below sea level. It's almost 700 feet below sea level. So many storms could come up very quickly. The Sea of Galilee in the deepest part is about 150 feet deep, which is quite deep for such a small body of water. And so because it's, you know, almost 700 feet below sea level, surrounded by mountains, there was often bad storms would come up very quickly, normally in the late afternoons with the thunderstorms that would come about that still do. But this particular time, it comes up at night, which caught them all by surprise. So the Lord wants to leave and go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. So most likely he got into St. Peter's boat. It doesn't mention it, but it's normally the Lord would do that. Mark tells us that other boats were with them as well. So it wasn't just this boat that the Lord would save from the storm, but countless others as well. So as they were rowing and sailing across the Sea of Galilee, during the middle of the night, a violent squall came up and the waves were breaking over the boat. Now, the historians tell us that you could have 20-foot waves on the Sea of Galilee, and certainly their life was in danger, as well as the other boats as well, from this very sudden storm that would come up right over the mountains and not be spotted by the disciples that quickly. And so they're in danger. The boat is filling up with water, the waves crashing on the water. And St. Mark, who got all this information right from St. Peter, because St. Mark interviewed St. Peter and really wrote this Gospel of Mark, which really is the Gospel from Peter's perspective. St. Peter described what happened, that the Lord was in the stern, that's the back of the ship, asleep on a cushion, while these waves are breaking over and the 20-foot waves. This tells us the Lord was a good sleeper. Okay, the Lord knew how to sleep. Obviously, he had been exhausted from preaching and teaching and curing. And so we see the humanity of Christ, that he could sleep through this storm on the cushion, which would be a leather-bound cushion, which would be in the back of the ship that the person sort of steering the back rudder would sit on. The Lord was using that for his bed, for his cushion. And so they had to wake him. It wasn't the storm or the wind or the rain that woke him, but the apostles woke him, and they call him teacher. They don't call him Lord. They call him teacher, rabbi. And their comment is sort of a criticism. It's not just help us, it's don't you care that we are perishing? Very similar to Martha, who said, Lord, don't you care that I'm doing all the work? And Mary sitting there at your feet. So it's somewhat of a criticism. Lord, don't you care that we are perishing? Now, isn't it times that you hear people say, well, they pray and it seems that God doesn't listen or God doesn't care? It's a similar thing that sometimes people say, well, I've been praying for this or that all this time. Where is God in the suffering? Where is God in the difficulty? So they sort of complain against God. But notice that Jesus is in the boat, and he wakes up immediately, and he rebukes the wind. Just like that, within a second, he says to the sea, quiet, be still. So here you see the divinity of Christ, that we saw his humanity and his exhaustion of sleeping on the cushion in the boat. Now we see the divinity of Christ, where he speaks one word and the sea is calm. He rebukes the storm, he rebukes the wind, and it says, the wind ceased and there was a great calm. So imagine that, the 20-foot waves are completely done away with. And he asked them, why were you so afraid? Why were you terrified? Do you not yet have faith? Again, you'll see a common theme throughout all of Scripture that the Lord wants his disciples, his followers, to have faith. Faith, of course, is complete belief in God and what God has revealed. And someone said that faith is spelled F-A-I-T-H, which could stand for fully abandoned into thy hands. It's a neat sort of acronym, acrostic tool, fully abandoned into thy hands. That's what a person who has faith is, fully believing in God and also trust in the Lord, fully abandoned into thy hands. It says they were filled with great awe and said to one another, who then is this whom even the wind and the sea obey? Again, this is early in Mark's gospel. The apostles were very clueless most of the time. They were very slow to believe. But these miracles, such as the calming of the storm, helped to build up their faith. So I think what we should realize in the storms of life, the Lord is always there with us, in the boat with us. We have to call out to him. We have to ask him to help. And the Lord, in one instant, can calm the storm. He is God. He can immediately calm the storms of life, but we do have to call out to him and ask for his help and trust him and be fully abandoned into his hands.